This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Fifth and final hour of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your evening as you head home. It's time now for a Chuck Wagon with Woolchuck. Zach, take it away.
All right, we'll start with the Mavs. We haven't talked a ton of basketball yet today, and then we got some good audio cuts for you. But we do have the Mavericks taking on the Clippers. No Luka Doncic, Kyrie. We'll see. Hopefully he's able to go. But the Jimmy Butler trade stuff. Oh, actually, just got news. Kyrie is out as well. So he's also going to be out with shoulder soreness. No Luka, no Kai. Against the Clippers tonight.
Congrats to the 700-plus kids that Luka has attending tonight's basketball game.
I know. That's just the bummer when it comes to this. Now, I mean,
hopefully they get a meet and greet or something.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be cool.
But that would make up for it, honestly. Yeah. I think I'd rather do that.
I think I saw Kawhi's going to miss still at least three more games. I don't know. Like, I just assume Kawhi's never playing.
It's doable now because you've actually built a team with a number of skilled players who can pass and dribble.
Yeah, Dinwiddie, Hardy. You get an opportunity tonight. Go out there and make it happen.
I mean, Washington and Marshall can run sets for you. Quentin Grimes isn't horrible.
Grimes has really had some impactful games whenever Kai or Luka have been out. He's really stepped up, and the three's been hitting for him. But the Jimmy Butler rumors, that's been swirling. We talked to Bobby Corella yesterday, and you know he's got great resources there at All City with guys like Tim Cato, friend of the show, Mark Stein as well. And they say the Mavs not interested at all in Jimmy Butler. But he also mentioned, like, how could this even work? I don't think the Mavs are really interested in Jimmy Butler either. But just for, you know, the sake of conversation, I did see ESPN put out today, like, one trade that would work for the Mavs
just
to get Jimmy.
Just for S's and gigs.
Would we do this?
So Mavs get Jimmy Butler.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to have to be a multiple team trade. Heat get Brandon Ingram from the Pelicans, Najee Marshall from the Mavs, and then Daniel Theis. The Pelicans then get Daniel Gafford. So you've given up Najee, you've given up Gafford, you're giving up Powell, and you're giving up Klay Thompson. All going Gafford, Powell, Thompson to the Pels. Pistons then get Maxi Kleba and the Mavs 2025 1. So Mavericks in this scenario.
Is that five things
you lose Najee? You lose Gafford, you lose Clay, you lose Maxey, and you're losing a top 14 protected first rounder just to get back Jimmy
Butler. A Jimmy Butler rental.
And if that's all the things, five players just to try and match the money here, and this is from Bobby Marks on ESPN, this sounds like there's no way in hell Jimmy Butler's going to be a Dallas Maverick. Like, that's way too much.
No, and you don't want to lose Gafford. Like, your ability to play two centers right now, 24 minutes each, is just such a blessing. It's worth way more than the combined skill level of both of those players. I think they shouldn't be thinking about a star. They should be thinking about an elite defender, one of the 10 best defenders in the game that can still shoot threes. That should be their only target, and you can get that for less.
No doubt. I mean, that sounds absolutely ridiculous. Now, I get it. Like, Jimmy Butler, you're 2 years removed from taking an 8-seed Heat team all the way to the finals. Now, he was fatigued in the finals. I mean, he had nothing left to give. Jimmy Butler's a badass. I love him. But that's way too much. Like, the Herb Jones stuff, find a way to make that work. You know, I'm okay. I can sacrifice a little bit. I can give up a little bit of depth
there. The Pelicans have thrown him into the mix of untouchables.
Really?
The Pelicans are allegedly willing to punt on pretty much everybody on their roster except for like Herb Jones and one other guy who's young and cheap and they think they can build around. They're willing to trade Zion, Brandon Ingram, whatever. Wow. But Herb Jones, that contract and the ability, that's
I would try my best to talk him out of it. I think it's important enough. I'm offering two future ones, Hardy.
Maybe that is to just drive up the price. And hey, these guys untouchable.
Yeah.
But go ahead and make us an offer we can't refuse. So to me, the Jimmy Butler stuff, it's a non-starter. I just don't see any realistic avenue in which Jimmy Butler's a Maverick unless Nico Collins is able to, or Nico Harrison, excuse me, pulls off something that's just miraculous here. It just doesn't make sense to me. Let's get to some audio here. This is an incredible story, and it is long, I will say, but I didn't really
know.
How long,
dude?
It's like 2.5 minutes. But it happens to do with former buddies and coworkers of Brian, John Gruden and Annie Reid. Mm. And so we're getting a ton of Gruden clips now, and we will be, you know, because he's with Barstool, so the content is just out there. So he's talking with Big Cat over there at Barstool, and they're talking who is his biggest rival, Gruden's biggest rival, and we have this story from John.
Biggest rival coach out there. We're just like, I want to get his ass. Whether you guys went back and forth, who was your biggest rival?
It had to be Andy. You know, it had to be Andy Reid. We're on Mike Holmgren's staff in Green Bay. Andy played for Mike Holmgren at BYU. So he was kind of the teacher's pet, you know. Yeah. So we had this big board. Me and Mariucci and Andy Reid were young coaches at the time. And we would put the plays on the board with the formations. And these are the plays that we think should be in the game plan. And Holmgren would be doing his thing. He'd come in, he'd sit there and look at the board. And in a different color would be a new play. And Holmgren was always, he was always like, whose play is that? Andy goes, that's my play. That's 69 handoff solid. You get on the board and draw it. Mike would put it in. And Andy would like look at me and Mooch like, I'm smarter than you guys.
Yeah.
So Andy would get a play in the game plan. It would be called. And it gained 6 yards or it gained 8 yards. And Andy would walk around the office all week like, that's something.
That's awesome.
So now we're not playing good and people are starting to get on Holmgren's ass a little bit. So we go into the room, there's all the plays, and there's this play called Fox 3 fullback slide 58 all go Z search. Holmgren's like, what are those plays? I go, those are my two plays. And I had to cut up and I, well, you don't like our plays? Is that what your problem is? You don't want to run our own? He was on my ass like yelling at me. I'm like, so we go play the Bears on Halloween night. It's pouring down rain, the worst night in the history of football. 3rd and 2, early in the game, Holmgren calls red left, fake Fox 3, naked right, fullback slide. I swear to God, Brett Favre kept it, runs it in, longest touchdown run of his career, 36 yards on Monday Night Football. I'm on the sidelines. I'm not saying anything, but I'm like, God, that's my play. So listen, late, this is a true story. Late in the game, we just need a first down, the game's over. And it's like 3rd and 14. And I had seen Dan Marino run an all go with a little search route. And I put that play in and Sterling Sharp ran it better than Mark Clayton and Mark Duper ever ran it. Favre threw it like a 23-yard gain to ice a game. That's my play too. So we get on the plane and Holmgren's sitting in the front with Ron Wolf, the GM, and I'm in the back. I'll never forget this. I got my beer and I'm drinking it. I'm thinking, God, well, that was the greatest day of my life. Holmgren turns around. He goes, hey, Gruber. Calls me Gruber. Hey, Gruber, come down here. I walk down a thing. I sit next to him. He goes, game ball. Hell of a job. I turn around. I walk back to my seat. I see Andy Reid and I go, game ball.
Amazing story there from Gruden with Bussin' with the Boys. I mean, it's just, it made me think of you told us, he had everybody drawing up plays, and Mike was like, if I like it enough, and to me, like, I just immediately thought about you telling us that story, but the competition that room there with was guys always, turned out to be amazing coaches.
Yeah, there was
but always, I'm into nightmares.
There was always a competition, and you're absolutely right, and he talked about Marino, he used to steal plays like the vertical passing game from the Dolphins. That was some of his favorite. John was following, like, not only breaking down our tape and getting game plans and stuff ready and coaching his guys, he would also look at 4 other teams. So he was constantly watching everybody's tape and stealing plays. Like Andy stole, there was a guy, Bob Snoker at Minnesota, that had his screen package that Andy uses used in Philadelphia with Bryant Westbrook and all those. Andy's screen packages were stolen from Minnesota, and that's what got to Green Bay.
Wow.
You know, so yeah, he and John would be so competitive doing that. But that was a hell of a night. He's right. One of the worst weather conditions I've ever seen for a football game.
Crazy.
That got that victory. And we were wearing our old, those, it was that those throwbacks days. It was the 95 season.
Oh.
So we were wearing those bad.
Yeah, the anniversary
the
ones.
The anniversary. Yeah.
We had a story about the Chiefs like from 5 years ago where Andy Reid's doing that now. And on the off day, it's a competition to see who can bring some of the coolest players from college and even high school
right
in there. I think if I, you know, ever found myself in a position of authority there, that'd be the one thing that I'd be, you know, trying to instill. Like, we got to be super open-minded and not defensive about our plays.
All these plays, I mean, they went back. If you remember some of the plays, they ran a single wing play in the Super Bowl. The thing where they spun around and all that. That was like a play from the 1940s.
Wow.
The single wing play that they went, they got a clip of it and they put it as part of their offense, but that's where he learned it. That's where John and Andy learned that, was because Holmgren would let them put a play or two into the game plan.
Amazing. And 3-2-1, you're right. He did say Brett Favre. Mm-hmm. Rules are rules. Mama gave me 8 of them flop checks. Mama take away 5 of them flop checks. I want to say Holmgren died.
He's the grand wizard.
Thank you very much. And we did get a text that like, emails might be Gruden's biggest rival. And that's a quality text there from the 972.
Well, he got his ass kicked time and time again. Is it a rivalry?
It was probably his worldview.
Probably not.
I mean, the emails were just the vehicle in which it traveled.
Shout out to Liberty's former Liberty quarterback and Cedar Hill's own Caden Salter. He will be transferring to Colorado. So they're going to land an experienced quarterback from the DFW area to take over there for Shedeur Sanders, who's going to the draft. It seems as though Coach Prime's going to be there at Colorado for now, and he's got himself quite a good quarterback in Caden Salter. Maybe we should look at him as like an outlier Heisman guy if we want to look at that board, see what the value is for Caden Salter. Okay, back to the audio. And Eric, I heard this and I thought, man, you're going to love this story. We go to Gronk. And this is Gronk on the Spittin' Chicklets podcast. And, well, when it comes to Nick Foles, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Just his energy.
Uh-huh. All the energy. Gronk, take it away.
Yeah, big Nick. I was the first one to experience it. I knew that nickname before anyone else. And it's not just he has the big. He takes the biggest dumps of all time, too. That's a secret that no one knows about. He loses about 5 pounds a dump. So his must hold it all or something and just unleash it all. That has to be the case. Yeah, man. I don't even know what we're talking about now after freaking bringing up that freaking scenario.
Okay, a lot to unpack there.
Unbelievable. How do you even know?
Yeah. One, that's a great question.
Are you checking toilets? I mean, maybe Nick Foles was one of those guys that liked to leave a surprise for the next guy.
So let everyone know.
That's a terrible plan,
by the way.
Not
a great teammate, necessarily.
No, don't do that. But Gronk did open the story when it comes to the Big D Nick. Yeah, he was the first one to experience it. That is what he said. I was the first one to experience that.
It was probably on a recruiting visit.
What? Are you talking about here, Gronk? Like, what do you mean?
This is, I mean, maybe a shower surprise of like, okay, it's after practice. Here we go. All of a sudden, holy smokes. What
were they
is
ever
it
on
that
the
I'm
same team
here?
I don't think
so. Yeah, they played in college.
Oh, they were together
at Arizona.
That's
there you
right.
go. Arizona,
yes,
yeah.
That's true. That's true. Okay. So that makes some more sense about how he would be NFL-wise. He'd get a good view.
There were sexuality slurs.
Yeah.
Gronk got schlonged.
Gronk. He got schlonged in a big way. So shout out to Nick Foles. Not only does
he
have
might have been stopping up toilets, you know, some of those college facilities, older buildings. You know, that might have been how they first got a look at it and the legend grew.
Okay, here's a question for you guys. What percentage of the time do you look at what you have just
100%.
Done? 100%. 100% of the time?
You should, because of blood.
Health reasons.
Yeah.
I want to know how my fiber's coming along, you know, if the fiber thins are doing their thing or not, you know.
You know, it very
100% of the time. Yep. Now, does that mean that you're taking a peek before you're wiping? Because oftentimes now the toilet paper has covered up the evidence.
Yeah.
So how does it, okay, so then how does that work? So do you just peek back or do you stand up off the toilet to look and then you stand and wipe perhaps? I have actually become pretty.
I'm a stand guy.
Pretty comfortable with the standing wipe.
Yeah.
Okay, that's you, Broadus.
Stand.
How long has that been the case?
As long as I can remember.
Is that how you were taught?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I used to be a lean guy, like just lean onto one side.
Right. Lean to the left.
After a couple years, I was breaking toilet seats. Yeah. You know, from that the constant stress you're putting on it.
Been a problem with that. Yeah. And you know what? Now that you say it, maybe I should stop with the lean.
Yeah.
Did you just recently break a toilet?
Not a long time ago. It was probably like...
You snapped that seat.
A few years ago. I noticed just it getting a little loose.
Yeah.
Just simply the seat or like from the base?
No, not the base. Never the base, you know. Just
where the caulking is now coming up off the tile.
No, it's just...
I don't know about the caulk. It's just the seat.
Yeah, the seat. No, I get that. I get that. But I think it's a fair question to ask because I've had a wobbly...
Like
just
the whole thing came loose and broke out?
Oh, wow. Not like a full breakout, but just a little, you know, like a table with one of those little pieces under the leg.
I would worry about like water going everywhere. Then
yeah, that would stink, plumbing,
that would, that'd be, that's yeah. a flood that would situation. Be awful. Right there.
I did actually, I've had to get new toilets. I went this morning to Home Depot to get a new toilet. Tell me what you guys think about my choice here.
Is it an ovular bowl?
You're going to replace it yourself?
As long as it's an ovular bowl, I'm good.
You're going to replace it yourself, aren't you? There you go.
There's no chance.
I'm not that awesome.
Get some rubber gloves.
You got your dad coming over? Pete coming over?
Yeah, I might get my neighbor Bart on the scene here. He helped me with the playground setup.
How old's Bart?
Or the swing set.
I don't know if we're still making Bart.
He's probably like Broadus's age. I think he's only like probably 75, 76.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I got the Glacier Bay. I went with just, I mean, it was
not
like,
the bidet?
Like $99.
Lucius will take
it. I got the same thing.
Just...
Yeah, is pretty, it the cheapest, pretty standard, but like solid.
But it's the pro. It's the pro
They're
series
nice.
Single flush, and it's the elongated bowl. That was
there.
Really
you go.
Like,
okay. That was a good move.
You don't want the.
You want the ovular bowl.
That's a child's toilet. Yeah,
100%. And then you also have like a height deal. Like my dimensions, 18 inches in width, 30 inches in diameter, 32 in height. And some of those where the chair height is like maybe instead of 32 inches, it's like 28 inches. Mm. And that's like if you're ever, like I'm sure Dawson, if you're coaching basketball or whatever, and you happen to be at like an elementary school or something playing, you got to go take a leak.
Yeah.
The whole bathroom is built for first graders or whatever. Now all of a sudden, that's like a long. Yeah.
You got high knees down there.
Long elevation.
That's an awkward deal.
And shout out to Chase. I was wondering, I didn't know exactly, like I love Home Depot. But that's not my home away from home necessarily. I walk in there and I'm like, damn, I feel badass, but there's so much.
But
I don't know what I'm doing with these things.
God, it smells so good. As soon as you walk in,
it's
wood cutting.
Your T levels, you can feel them rising when you walk in. And then you're like, crap, my head's on a swivel. I'm searching for the toilets. I'm looking for somebody, and then boom. Shout out to Chase from Home Depot, who eyeballed me. Big time Tolo.
This guy doesn't look like he knows what he's doing.
Did he try to sell you Kohler at all?
No, he didn't try to sell me on anything. This was just a stand-up gentleman, 34 years old, big time Tolo. He was a bleeder.
Nice. We love you, Chase.
And I was like, dude, can you help me with the toilet, dude? He's like, you broke your esser?
Okay, so where are you pooping right now?
In the yard?
You got a hole in the bottom?
Everybody go out there by that little bush in the tree.
He's got it
roped off.
Yeah. And this is very descriptive, but, you know, I mean, like, you guys don't have a toilet?
No, it's the master bed toilet is not usable right now.
Okay.
So we're all having to use the sort of the guest toilet, if you will. I mean, it's been fine for me. It sucks for my girls and my wife because I'm painting the walls in there, you know.
Thank you, Walt.
Nick Foles
about to say,
A chuck wagon spliced with some restroom revelations here. Impromptu edition, G-Bag Nation coming up next. It's time for Chief Sports Hodgepodge. What do you got in store, buddy? Dana White said something. What does he mean by this? Plus, we have your wild headline.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The week. Welcome back, Nation. Fan After Dark coming up 7 to 11. Fred and Blake are over there just throwing heat in the bullpen. They got their good stuff today. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com. Time now for the Chiefs Sports Hodgepodge. Eric?
I don't want to steal too much of their content. I'm sure this is a part of their program tonight, but Fred and Blake just informed me that producer Khaki Kev, Mr. K-Walk, 22 years old, UNT Mean Green, shout out to him, is pondering the idea of moving in with his girlfriend that he's been dating for 4.5 months.
Ooh.
And they were 22? Just looking to get some perspective. Yeah, he's it's his Emmitt Smith year. He's looking to go all the way.
Don't do that, Kevin.
The recommendation I would make is don't do that because of the situation with that being that young and all that.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, if you break up, you got no place to go.
Yeah. You don't want to sign a short lease.
Make sure, that's what I said, dude. You're committing 12 months to this. You better make sure you can afford it all by yourself when she bails on you.
Yeah, you do not want to be in a situation where you get a place together, then all of a sudden, now you're stuck with that bill. But it could be if it's her place and you're moving in, then that's the way. If it's your place and she moves out, that's a whole different story. But if it's her place and you're moving in with her, and you get then
this also, is them getting an apartment together. They both live at their respective parents' houses. Yeah.
She's going to be more territorial about her own home that you're moving into than if you bought a home or moved into a different home together.
Yeah,
it gets weird.
You break up, and the next thing you know, you're on the street and you got no place. Now you're not only you're helping because your name's on her lease too. Your both names are on this lease. Then you got no money to be able to go get your own place.
Now, what's the current living situation? Because you could have multiple Neanderthal roommates.
Well, they're both
you
at home, be with I parents.
Yeah. Both at parents.
Oh, you're with parents. Yeah.
So yeah, it's just like I get the cost effectiveness of that. Like, hey, yeah, okay.
Very tempting.
Nothing more cost effective than living at home for free with your parents.
That's also true.
Oh, yeah, that's very true.
But
I'd consider it. But no. Not at 22.
At 22.
So you don't have the same type of room for activities.
Honestly, it's ridiculous that you're even thinking about it, Kevin. Come on, dude.
Yeah.
Get some better khakis.
We have, it is crazy to consider the idea that we are now just over 24 hours away from, or it was just over 24 hours ago that we had the What Are You Proud Of fight.
I know.
I can't believe it.
Actually, I need to post a picture.
24 hours, 7 minutes.
I got an adorable photo of the girl, my daughter.
You're changing the subject?
The one that you're proud of?
And I need to just post it and say proud.
Yeah, just tag me in that
proud
one too.
Dad.
I'll take a picture.
She
does.
She looks freaking adorable here. It's unbelievable.
Good deal.
How about this, man?
You're
Iowa.
So disheartened that you took the L today, aren't you? took the L.
Brian, that was amazing.
That was awesome navigating.
It all really started with Lucius. Yeah, Lucius teed it up for us.
He did.
And we were able to slam it home.
I went in there and thanked Lucius, too, by the way. I said, man, you're the best.
I told him you ruined my segment, bro.
he goes, man, you guys were supposed to do that. I go, no, man, that was brilliance on your part.
It was.
And Lucius, I think, was a little mad at me for saying that. I think he was a little mad. Yeah.
Iowa is going to be retiring Caitlin Clark's jersey on February 2nd. And the ticket prices to this game.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, what would you think? It's an Iowa women's basketball
game. Carver Hawkeye Arena. These things are going for.
Starting at?
$585.
Lower. $350. $711.
Starting?
Yes.
Woo! You think he's just going to get in the building?
The most expensive in women's basketball history.
Damn.
Yeah, man.
Where do these Iowa people get all their money?
That's wild.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. That is, but that is crazy.
Must have been a bumper crop.
We have a couple of things here. One, I see six hours ago.
You know, these people are such freaks for their basketball team, though. They might be taking out a second mortgage on their house or a HELOC loan or something like that. I got to be there, honey.
So you don't get what if you're a season ticket holder, so you don't get a break on those? Like you're a season ticket holder to the Iowa women's basketball games.
I'm sure it's
part of the package.
Yeah, it's part of your package. If you got the full season ticket.
But if you're like me showing up from Dallas, Texas, you're paying $700.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, if you're a season ticket holder, you might use this game to capitalize, flip it, you know, flip the tickets and probably make back.
You're not missing that game.
Most of your season.
I mean, I can
only something like me would do that.
It is historic.
You'd buy the ticket. And then you'd leave, be there and then leave right before the announcement.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I would do something stupid like that. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if there's any game I would rather be at and spend $700 on than watch on TV. And I just, I'm good, man. $700, I'm okay. We'll see you.
Especially because you're not talking about sitting courtside. That's not the most expensive. That's where it's starting. So
and she's not going to play. She's going to wave and say 3 minutes worth of words.
That's pretty ridiculous, man.
She's probably going to do a heart, too, with her hands.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
She's really good about doing
it. I think she just went on a double date with Tyrese Halliburton.
Like, that was her date?
No, they both have other people that they're dating, but it was a double date.
That's
I think isn't she dating another basketball Iowa player?
I think so. Yeah.
We have Carmelo Anthony reportedly in play for the NBC and Amazon NBA analyst jobs. So
Carmelo
might be a part of that. We know Dirk is going to be a part of it. So they're adding as many star-studded names as they can. Jake Paul tweeting out 6 hours ago, big announcement in January, period, boxing, period. So, I don't know what that means.
Sound like your commercial.
Yeah. Dash.
Boxing.
T-O-S slash. So, I don't know. I don't know what that could be, but I don't think there's anything. I don't know what the matchup could be versus him that would even, like, excite me at all. McGregor and his brother, Logan Paul, no desire whatsoever to watch that.
No.
So, we'll see, I guess, what's on the horizon there. And what does Dana White mean by this? When he said, I got something in the works that you will never bleeping see coming for 2025. What fight could he be setting up here? I'm assuming this is a fight that he's setting up, unless it's just something.
Him versus his wife's brother? Get back for that club?
That'd be pretty strong. I mean, I don't know what that we'll never see coming. Like, you're going to just blindside us. This is going to be such an unbelievable announcement. Hopefully this isn't a letdown once we get the actual word here. But he says whatever it is that's coming together literally started coming together last night.
Is Ngannou the heavyweight champ? Could he get John Jones in the octagon with him?
No, John is your heavyweight champ. I guess he wants John versus the English guy. I'm blanking on his name right now. That John doesn't want to fight him. John wants to fight Alex Pereira right now, who's the light heavyweight champ. But Dana doesn't want that fight happening. So I don't know. Like, I don't know what, because Connor's not coming back right now. So it doesn't, I'm not really sure who else he's got to kind of pull out here. Unless it's Francis Ngannou. Maybe he's signing him back to the UFC and we finally get Francis versus John. I think John will kick his ass.
That would be crazy, I think.
972 says the best toilet is American Standard Champion. He's flushed golf balls down it. Tom, he's Aspinall, never had to plunge it.
Well, isn't that the plumbing below that's doing the majority of the work when it comes to being able to handle something like that?
I just know living in Wisconsin, that Kohler was just a bad A.
The Kohler was.
Kohler was.
That was a hot ticket at Home Depot today. I was like, yeah, I'm going to. Where's the Where's the clearance toilets?
Need like a 10th job to do that? To
something get that like one? That, yeah. 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 But I don't know. I'm going to have to do some research on this. The American Standard. Yeah, you're seeing a couple hundred bucks for something like that. Now, we also have some Thursday night football tonight. Are you guys feeling good about either one of these teams? Broncos, Chargers, it's a big one.
It's a big game. It is.
All about the Broncos, excuse me.
Riding the Broncos?
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing to see like the difference, like their offense, their advanced metrics on their offense. It's almost copy and paste from last year when Russell Wilson was the quarterback. The difference is they had one of the worst defenses in the sport last year, and now they have one of the best. So their defense is definitely leading the way there. But this should be a fun with playoffs on the line for both of these teams. Fun little matchup tonight. And with that being said, I think it's probably a good time to welcome in a Week 16 installment of Guess That Spread.
Yeah, Guess That Spread.
I believe I'm the reigning champ.
Yes, you are, Gavin Dawson. We start with you. Saturday football. Mahomes back. The line may reflect it. Chiefs going into Houston to take on the Texans. Guess that spread.
Kansas City -2.
Broadus?
Houston -2.
Houston is the home favorite there.
Yep.
Wolchuk.
I'll go Chiefs by a field goal.
Chiefs by 2.5. Split the difference there between the Bully and Dawson. Nice work, gentlemen. Brian Broadus, yes. The other Saturday matchup. Huge implications. AFC North physicality in Baltimore. It's the Ravens taking on the Steelers. Guess that spread.
Ravens 3.5.
Ravens 3.5. Wolchuk?
I'm going to go Ravens by 2.
Dawson?
It's in Baltimore?
This is in Baltimore.
Ravens 4.
Ravens by 6.
Oh. 6. That's a big favorite.
Especially with Lamar Jackson. Doesn't he consistently struggle versus the Steelers? Isn't that one of the teams that, like,
is not good against? I think he's got one win all
great
time.
Great rivalry, man.
But it's great.
He's like 1-5, and he's missed a lot of games against them.
That's gonna be a, that's gonna
and
be
who
a fun
got that
matchup.
Point? You said I was close.
Well, I don't know. It was a nobody really
not close
got
enough.
It. No, nobody was close enough. You were the closest, though, I believe. Okay,
I see you hunting for the point. Oh, look at this. You can take it.
Okay,
trying to influence the judges.
Michael Penix's first game as a professional, starting at home. They're wearing some throwback all reds too. They're gonna be looking sharp.
Oh, this is
they
a
welcome
dandy.
In the G-men.
The red helmets thing, huh?
Yeah, red helmets. Yeah, Wolchuk guessed that spread. Falcons at home.
Falcons at home against the Giants, but it is Penix's first start. I'm still going to go Falcons by a touchdown.
Okay. Dawson?
4.
Broadus?
Falcons 5.
The line shifted from Falcons by 10 to Falcons by 8.5 after the Penix announcement. So it's still Falcons by more than a touchdown. Wow. All right. Dawson, we have the Lions going to Chicago. Guess that spread.
Lions by 5, buddy.
Broadus?
Lions by 6.
Wolchuk?
This game was close last time. I'll go Lions by a touchdown as well.
We have another tie right there in the middle. Broadus and Wolchuk, 6.5.
Damn it.
6.5. Detroit, a road favorite by almost a full touchdown there versus a division rival. All right, we head to New York. The Jets. MetLife Stadium, and it's Matthew Stafford and company riding a heater.
This could be a stub your toe game for the Rams.
Yeah, I think so too.
Do you think this is a stub your toe game?
Yeah, I worry about that.
Broadus, guess that spread.
I'm gonna say Rams 4.5.
Rams 4.5. Dawson.
Rams 3.5.
Wolchuk.
Give me Rams 5.5.
Dawson nailed it. Rams by 3.5 going to New York to take on the Jets. Now we have a big one right here in the division. Feces Field welcomes in the filthy Eagles. Wolchuk, guess that spread.
Eagles 3-point favorite on the road.
Dawson?
Turds by 2.
Broadus?
Eagles 5.
Eagles by 3.5. Wolchuk, you were the closest. Nice work. Okay, now we have the Vikings going to Seattle, where we were hearing Go Pack Go chants just a few days ago. Broadus, guess that spread.
Vikings -4.5.
Dawson?
Pick 'em.
Wolchuk?
Yeah, I'll go Seahawks minus one.
Broadus almost nailed it. Vikings 3.5-point road favorite.
Vegas does not believe in Seattle. This is blowed up. They've said, Seattle, we're not buying you.
Biggest spread of the week in Buffalo. Bills welcome in Drake May and the Patriots. Broadus, guess that spread.
That would be 12.5.
Dawson?
Ooh,
that's big. Let me get 10.5.
Wolchuk.
Okay, this is Patriots-Bills?
Patriots-Bills in Buffalo.
I'll go Bills 10.5. Oh, did you say 10.5?
Yeah.
Give me 9.5.
17 degrees is what it's going to be. 14-point home favorites for the Bills.
Is that biggest spread of the year?
That's the, well,
we
of the week.
We had a 16, didn't we? Didn't we have a 16-er?
It was last week. The Ravens and the Giants was
that's
like...
Right. That's
was,
right. And
was,
they covered.
It was
get
fat.
My parlay card out.
Okay, we have, well, you guys already probably know the Cowboys game. How about this one? Saints Monday Night Football going to Lambeau. Broadest, guess that spread.
Packers minus 6.
I like that.
7.5.
I'll go Packers by 8.
Packers by 13. Oh. No Kamara. Wow. Rattlers getting the start. Yeah. Cold weather, night game in Green Bay.
Ooh.
Oh. That's going to be a Saints disaster.
Yeah, just don't show up for New Orleans.
Your headline
hoping
of the week.
Snow.
We're actually making history with the wild headline of the week because usually this is a headline that we all agree generally unanimously that you would click on it, right?
Yep.
And I don't know that this is the case. I think we get everything we need here, but it's still insane. Headline reads, two New York men die from pneumonia after using bat feces to grow pot.
They died?
They died.
Wow.
Because they got pneumonia. They the smoked it. They didn't just grow it. They smoked it.
And that gave him pneumonia?
That gave him pneumonia.
You get bat pneumonia dung? From bat feces?
Bat feces will do it. Just keep the bat stuff out of your kitchen. Yeah, dude. This is ridiculous.
Like a Cheech and Chong episode, bro.
I mean, what
smoking dog.
And that's nasty.
Like, how are you getting a bat? And how are you getting its feces? And how are you getting the idea that we should use it as soil to fertilize our...
I would imagine you would harvest it from a cave... Or, you know,
the walls.
Maybe an underhang thing where you know they're collecting at night. It's kind of neat to look for
maybe
bats at night.
Maybe a bat house that you keep bats around. Maybe they find
there's some in our parking garage at night.
Yeah.
No worries.
Oh,
yeah. Especially back in October. I haven't seen one lately, but yeah, you can usually find them up there.
Do you agree? You read that headline and you're like, damn, that's crazy, but also I don't really need to click on it and read it because we're good here.
Yeah.
We know what happened.
I got the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, there it is.
Guano.
Thank you, Chief.
There he goes. Eric Chiafalo with his sports hodgepodge. That's what the bat dung is called, guano.
Guano.
Huh. The guano.
Remember Ace Ventura?
Yes, yes, dude. Yes. I love that. I felt like he debuted in the film world with his best movie, and every Jim Carrey movie afterwards, I've been hoping he would be as hilarious as he was as the pet detective, but
best character.
Never happened.
That's right. Bumblebee tuna. Good stuff, bro. Good stuff.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
What a classic guy. Okay, we're back here to crosstalk with the Fan After Dark with Fred and Blake coming up next year in the G-Bag Nation. Here we go. It is the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We're about to hand off the broadcast baton to the Fan After Dark. Fred and Blake ready to rock here. You get a full four from the guys tonight. Gentlemen, how we doing?
Bless. Fantastic, man. Right side of the dirt. Can't complain.
Yes, sir. It's good appreciation right there, Fred.
That's it.
What do you guys have planned tonight?
I mean, where do we start, Blake?
Where do we start? We can start with our guests.
Yeah.
We can start with our extra credit tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Creme de la crap, where we highlight the teams that are on the bubble and kind of say what they should do next year, kind of in this offseason, rebuild, tear the team down, or if they're right there. A lot of fun stuff today.
Greg Ogman, he covers the Tampa Bay Bucks. He's been doing it for years. Yeah, so he's going to jump on with us. He wanted to do it at 7. I said, look, Botten, I can't do it at 7. We can get you on at 7:20, though. So he said, look, I got 10 minutes. All right. So we got him from 7:20 to 7:30. Our boy Ben Troop, friend of the program. We love talking to Ben. He's going to join us at 9, gives a little college football preview as well. And then for extra credit, it's a new segment. It's got the internet going nuts. We've got Kevin Walker versus Blake in a geography bee, and Fred Davis will be doing the moderating tonight. Yep. So, because I've already smoked both of them the last 2 weeks, so we're going to let the two peasants battle it out tonight. We're going to see what the Texas education system has at its finest tonight. So,
well, but make sure you're there. You know, after you're kind of on your own.
Radio.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I might have to go to truancy court for Abby because I
really,
yeah.
She's skipping class?
Well, we had soccer, and then she was sick, and then she was hurt, and then there were a couple of days where I was like, you know what? You don't have to go today. You know, you're good. Let's do something.
Dad of the year right there.
It used to be fine. It used to be fine when she was in elementary. Yeah. I could do that whenever I wanted, but now in middle school, they're like, well, you're coming up on the 16 number. I'm like, oh, geez. All right.
She's missed 16 days?
No, but she's on pace two by the time we're at the end of the year. So I got to get it squared away or come up with a defense. Well, I would like to get in front of a judge and give him a piece of my mind.
When she was sick, just get a doctor's note.
Yeah.
That's all you need. Don't make excuses.
I know,
excuse.
But then you got to go to the doctor and now it's costing you money. No. I know. She's got a fever.
You don't know anybody?
Come
on. You know people.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
You're Gavin Dawson. You know people.
No Luka.
Get the Frankels to write something. I mean, come on.
Hey, Mavs tonight taking on the Clippers of the AAC. No Luka, no Kyrie.
Yep.
Can they still win?
They can still win. You're going to need a big Spencer Dinwiddie and Grimes. I haven't seen the lineup come out, but I would assume those guys are taking over Luka and Kyrie's spot in the starting lineup. You're also playing Derrick Jones Jr. for the first time. He's returning from injury. We know he was a great Mav last year. Been playing well for the Clippers. So James Harden's been on a tear. He's been playing well, but they're kind of a one-man show right now. So if your defense can be a little bit better, I still think you can win this game. You're probably going to have a big game from a PJ or a Najee. Someone's going to step up. And we've seen when a star player, a superstar, is out of the lineup for the Mavs, someone else steps up. The offense
about
really,
Clay? I mean, you're only giving him $50 million over 3 years.
Clay, this would be a nice day to have
He's
a little
cheap. Come on.
I'll ask this. Who do you think is the leading scorer tonight? My guess.
PJ.
Is Najee playing? If Najee's playing, it's Najee because he's been in and out with the sickness. I'll check if he's playing.
The sickness.
But if he's playing, I got Najee Marshall.
I'm going with PJ.
Sounds good to me, gentlemen. Have a great night.
Appreciate you, brother.
Go Mavs.
Go Mavs.
All right, thanks to Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup at Master Control. Thanks to Carter Freeman coordinating your video. Woolchuck and Chia Follow, and of course, Brian Broaddus. Fan After Dark coming up next. You're going to love it. It's 4 hours of broadcast gold here. Until tomorrow at 2, I'm Gavin Dawson. You're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.